It's the 3rd of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Council have delayed their decision to begin charging for the telecare service due to the Labour government's voting to cancel winter fuel payments. The telecare technology is used as an alert for the disabled, chronically ill and elderly in the case of a medical instance, allowing them to regain some degree of home independence. The free service was set to cost some Bedford residents between £3.75 and £4.50 per week as a result of devices moving from an analogue to a digital platform. The Conservatives at the Council have blamed the Lib Dems for hiding a funding gap in the telecare budget that has not been addressed for years. The implementation of the charges are still due to take place at a later date. A stabbing took place last Sunday of a teenage boy in the Queen's Park section of Bedford. It happened around 9:30 p.m. on Forden Road and the boy was taken to an area hospital. Police are appealing for witnesses. The planned new rail station at Wixoms appears to be moving forward in a positive way as Network Rail have so far kept their commitment to their works programme. The project was begun last month and the Chief Officer for Infrastructure, John Shortland, offered an update by saying, "Our first possession of the Midland Main Line is scheduled for this weekend where there will be a 40-hour full closure of the railway. The station is expected to be open by the second half of 2026. A group from the Core Performance Gym recently completed an exhaustive workout as part of a fundraising event held in Bedford for the Battle Cancer Charity. £6,000 were raised by 54 participants. Battle Cancer focuses on awareness, support and the prevention of cancer. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.